citizens of Israel, we are at war, not in an operation or in rounds, but at war. This morning, Hamas launched a murderous surprise attack against the State of Israel and its citizens. We have been in this since the early morning hours. I convened the heads of security establishment and ordered, first of all, to clear out the communities that have been infiltrated by terrorists. This currently is being carried out. At the same time, I have ordered an extensive mobilization of reserves and that we return fire of a magnitude that the enemy has not known. The enemy will pay an unprecedented price. In the meantime, I call on the citizens of Israel to strictly adhere to the directives of the IDF and Home Front Command. We are at war, and we will win it.
The State of Israel is officially at war, and this is very prophetic when we look at what the Bible says about the times we're heading into. We'll look at exactly what those prophecies have to say and how this is all unfolding exactly how the Bible said it would. First, let's look at Joe Biden saying America stands with Israel in this war.
Today, the people of Israel are under attack, orchestrated by a terrorist organization, Hamas. In this moment of tragedy, I want to say to them and to the world and to terrorists everywhere, the United States stands with Israel.
The attack on Israel at the moment has left about 200 people dead, and it's led by Hamas. And Hamas is a Palestinian Sunni Islamic fundamentalist militant and nationalist organization. They were founded in 1987. In the political sphere, they've won over the population in Palestine on many occasions. And throughout the years, they've constantly been at war and attack with Israel. Several times they've engaged in war. Again, this is massively prophetic in many ways. I've said it a lot, and it's completely true. When you study Bible prophecy, you see that it really surrounds Israel and Jerusalem in the end times. That's absolutely the center of Bible prophecy. And so when we see this happening, it's very prophetic in many ways. And wars and rumors of wars is very incredibly important and mentioned many times. We'll look at that now. And then we'll look at the potential of this setting up Gog and Magog, another end times war prophecy, as well as the Battle of Armageddon in Israel. In Matthew 24 and 25, Mark 13 and Luke 21, Jesus tells us and prophesies about the end times, the Great Tribulation, and the times leading up unto that point. And in Luke 21, it lays out a perfect timeline of what's happening right now in Israel and what will be happening in the end times in Israel. And I'll read a passage of that now. Again, this is from Luke 21, verses 20 through 24. Then I'll play a clip of Benjamin Netanyahu, just absolutely verifying this is exactly what is starting to go down, or at least a glimpse of what will be coming in the future. But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know that its desolation is near. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let those who are in the midst of her depart. And let not those who are in the country enter her. For these are the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing babies in those days, for there will be great distress in the land and wrath upon this people. And they will fall by the edge of the sword and be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem will be trampled by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. Now that is not what's happening now, but just like Jesus said there, Jerusalem will be surrounded by armies. So when you see these different nations starting to come together to fight against Israel and Jerusalem, it's a glimpse of that future prophetic event when Israel is surrounded by armies. It will lead up to that point. It won't just happen overnight. In those same Bible passages, Matthew 24, 25, Mark 13, Luke 21, Jesus also says that in the end times and leading up to it, there will be wars and rumors of wars. And this is exactly what we're starting to see in many areas of the world.
The Israel Defense Force is about to use all its force to destroy Hamas's capabilities.
Right after this event, we see Iran in their parliament chanting death to Israel, death to America.
Iranian lawmakers chanting death to America. That is clearly how they feel, or certainly the way that they are expressing themselves.
Revelation 16:16 confirms all of this, telling us that the kings of the world, the nations of the world, the armies of the world will gather together for the Battle of Armageddon to fight against God. And yes, of course, that takes place in Israel. So this is a glimpse of things that will be coming in the future. and the demonic spirits gathered all the rulers and their armies to a place with the Hebrew name Armageddon. All of this brings to mind the prophecy and the war of Gog and Magog. I'll read about that and a few possibilities of that potential prophecy being fulfilled. Gog and Magog appear in Ezekiel 38 and 39 and in Revelation 27 through 8. While these two passages use the same names, a close study of the scripture clearly demonstrates they do not refer to the same people and events. The events are separated by at least 1,000 years. In Ezekiel's prophecy, Gog will be the leader of a great army that attacks the land of Israel, which is peaceful and unsuspecting at the time, Ezekiel 38:11. Gog is described as the land of Magog, the prince of Rosh, Meshech, and Tubal, Ezekiel 38:2-3. When will Ezekiel's battle of Gog and Magog occur? There are a couple of theories. One is before the tribulation begins, the time we're in now. This view points to the fact that after the battle, the people of Israel will be burning the enemy's weapons for 7 years and spend over 7 months burying the dead, Ezekiel 39:9-10 and 12-16. The length of time most likely requires the battle to be fought before the tribulation. The second theory is during the first part of the 7-year tribulation. This view hinges on the fact that Israel is at peace when the attack begins, Ezekiel 38:8-11. The security Israel enjoys is assumed to be the result of Israel's covenant with the Antichrist at the beginning of the tribulation, Daniel's 70th week, Daniel 9:27. Daniel 9:27 also references the abomination of desolation, which takes place, in my opinion, in the third temple, something Israel is actually making moves again right now to this very day. So all of these things seem to be lining up. All of these different prophecies and passages just point to the fact, even Ezekiel 38 and Revelation 20, two different occurrences of Gog and Magog, but both an attack on Israel. Israel is all throughout the Bible, it's all throughout Bible prophecy, so when major events are taking place in Israel, it's very prophetic and something we should be definitely keeping our eye on as people who look into Bible prophecy. Always important to remember that Jesus comes back on the Mount of Olives and defeats these evil armies. The Battle of Armageddon that takes place, another war against Israel and Jerusalem are right there in Israel, and Jesus comes back in that moment to defeat these evil armies once and for all. That's at least in this timeline, and then the final Gog and Magog battle takes place in Revelation 20 after the 1,000-year millennial reign of Jesus Christ. So prophecy is starting to happen. Keep your eye on Israel. Big things are happening. Pray for them to accept Jesus as the Messiah, because they believe that when the first Gog and Magog war of Ezekiel 38 takes place, it will usher in the Messianic age for them. They don't believe in the Messiah Jesus Christ, so they need to realize Jesus is the Messiah before they're deceived by a false Messiah. So let's pray for Israel, for their safety, and for them to find salvation in Jesus Christ, as well as everyone in the world to find their salvation in Jesus Christ. I want to mention that I have another channel, Sling and Stone Live, where I'm going to put up videos like this with less editing, because these videos with editing take much longer to produce. So there, if you want to see similar content, Bible prophecy, mysteries, the supernatural, all this similar stuff, but just with less editing, but more content on those subjects, please subscribe to that channel. It'll be in the description and the pinned comment below. I pray you all are well and blessed. Thanks for watching, and God bless.